Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I've been found guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. The little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
You know, it's really hard for people to love unconditionally like I do. Because, like, some people go into relationships and say, you know, if you lie, that's going to be it. Or if you cheat, it's going to be it. Or if you, like, you know, rob a bank and don't tell me and then, like, take all the rest of my money and go to Venezuela, that's going to be it. I love unconditionally. I don't think Andy knows what that word means.
Y'all, for any of you that think Mama Yolanda is being overdramatic, she ain't.
Y'all, Andy is not a smart person.
Andy is not a smart decision maker at all, or a smart person. No,
but I want to say she does not know what the phrase, because love unconditionally, you guys, means you don't have a set of conditions going in. You and honestly,
that is a good yes, yes. That is a good love means you don't have a set of conditions going in. Love unconditionally doesn't mean you let people shit on you,
yes,
and lie to you and take it
and cheat and that you should, and you saying, and you're acting like you're you can't help it because I love unconditionally, so people can do anything they want.
They can do anything they want to me because I love.
You can love unconditionally, but don't love without consequences.
Yes, that is a good,
mantra. It's one of her mantras.
It's a good point to tease out, and that is not going to go well for anyone on this season of Love During Lockdown.
It's Lalu season 4!
That was loud. Lalu season 4. We're finally at season 4, y'all.
It only took 68 episodes.
We'll see how many this goes. Hopefully WeTV is listening.
This is reality gaze.
Somebody tagged us on Instagram the other day, and they tagged us and WeTV and said, when are we having Yolanda the Bounty Hunter? And I want to thank that person.
Thank you.
Thank you for representing our country. If you're listening to this, you're going, what? I don't pay for this shit. This is on your Patreon. I don't want to. Did y'all steal my credit? Did Poodle steal my credit card? And y'all charging me money?
I got to find some for to get my tax shelter going.
Y'all, he did not. I know you don't know this because there's been 68 episodes, but when we have the first episode of a season, we always drop our Patreon shows on the free feed. So you can try before you buy, Poodle.
We normally do, even though the season 3 has had 68 episodes, they've had moments of downtime. And we've done the first of the little seasons.
Characters, Love During Lockup. So should be, but so yes, but this is season 4 of Love After Lockup. So you're listening on the free feed. If you like this episode and you want to listen to more of this, then you could subscribe to our $8 tier on our Supercast and Patreon, and you can listen to a very large volume of Lalu episodes.
I can't get enough of this show. It might be the best show on television for me.
Same.
And I love talking about it because the show makes me – no other show, y'all. I know you probably know this about me. I'm not easily made to laugh, or I'll say something like, that's funny. Or this show makes me literally laugh out loud and at the complete and utter antics of these people.
Yes, but this show also, more than probably any other, pulls at my heartstrings. And
yes, totally.
Such empathy for these people and what there is ridiculous people, but it's meshed with people that are really trying to make a better life for themselves out of prison and really defy the odds.
And spoiler alert, if you're wondering who usually the grosser people, it's the people who have not been incarcerated. It's the people because the formerly incarcerated people are usually the ones who are being taken advantage of a lot of times.
Unless it's Harry, y'all.
I'm just wild about
Harry, you know, and Harry's cheating on me,
and Harry's wild about money. I want to say I don't know if this is true or not, but something she was talking about, she's like, yeah, you ever see those guys with like fresh braids from prison? Means they have a friend who's doing it for them. Think about that.
What does that mean?
Doing it for them in prison.
You mean think Harry's about it. A guy?
In the most thanks for that way you were talking about it, but yes, I was trying to allude to it, but so
some guy does their braids and then somebody else shows them their pink eye.
Yes, that's what she said she'd heard, which that gives me a lot of fodder because y'all, Harry is hot. I think I like him without the braids better. Long and short of it, Harry's hot.
Actually, we find out his family's Puerto Rican. It's the long of it, y'all.
And it's thick. It's thick.
It's thick, y'all. It's thick. Ooh. That's like top of the dick chain. Top.
Yeah, it's top tier, definitely.
Top tier, yeah. Yes, top tier. Yes.
Top tier, sir.
Premium.
Top tier cock.
It's like a Wagyu dick.
Wagyu, it's a Wagyu beef, I think. Oh, not Wagyu.
Can I get that Wagyu beef, please? I love that one.
She loves skeetball too.
$70, Carl. I can't pay for that. Let's go to the Sizzling Sirloin. They got that T-bone. $9.99.
I had someone when you were talking about skeetball and me saying skee ball, I had someone say, how do you look at him with a straight face? That's when he says that stuff to you. I said, it's been years. I'm just used to it now.
There was Sissy Mary actually said she thought it was skeet ball.
Some people, there have been others.
But it is, yes. I think we've all confused skeet shooting and skee ball.
We've all.
some of us. It still doesn't make sense. I still don't know why it's called that, but whatever.
I don't think how skeet ball makes sense either. Anyway.
What I said.
So, y'all, we're back in Beltsville, Maryland.
Maryland. God. Maryland. Can we just get an announcement about Mary Million sometime soon? I guess
we
not.
Did get an announcement, y'all, about Pig Royalty. It's coming back March 16th. Season 2 of Pig Royalty on this Patreon tier. Yay. Everyone's back as far as we know. It's Michelle Bolero, the gigantic pig person who turned to pig, spraying shit all over everyone, is back.
Yes. And if you're listening on the free feed, we're actually going to drop the entire first season of Pig Royalty on our free feed because
the first season because
now it's airing on Animal Planet.
Yeah.
And so that we're kind of doing what we do with a lot of Discovery Plus shows of when it airs on the Patreon, we'll put it out. And then if it comes on cable for free, then we'll put it on the free feed.
Right. When it's airing on Discovery Plus, which is a premium channel.
Yeah.
So
but y'all, yeah. Pig Royalty. This is a good,
my favorite show of 2020.
Between this.
2021, I'm sorry.
Between Love After Lockup, Love is Blind, the new Love is Blind spinoff, Ultimatums.
Which we will be covering.
Which looks incredible.
It's called The Ultimatum, not Ultimatums. That sounds like a gay club. See you tonight at Ultimatums. Yeah. Can you make sure you get some Coke before we go? Okay, good.
You that would love
without Coke.
You would love that club.
Ultimatums.
That's all you would do. Kiss me or I'm leaving. Fuck me or you're buying my drink. That's all you would do.
Fuck me or I'm telling your wife.
Exactly. That's all the club poodle would do. But y'all, I've got to say, the next Below Deck Sailing, but the next 3 months are going to be a really good Patreon moment, a supercast.
I agree. It's going to be, it's like I said on The Love is Blind. It's the salad days of trash television. We're living in a bright era for garbage.
The only thing better is if literally Mary Million said next week or Smothered said, Millions! Or Smothered's coming back. Please.
I think sexual assault kind of dampened a little bit for them. So they'll get back on the horse, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right, y'all, go see us live in Seattle or Portland and Seattle. Portland is March 11th and Seattle is March 12th. We're also going to be going to do those shows in March. And then in April, we're going to be going to Philly and Boston and Atlanta, Nashville,
DC. There's one other up there. Oh. Am I missing something? Maybe I'm not.
No, that's it. You're just thinking about tricks.
Yes, I have one in Boston. Yeah, definitely. Sure. Ooh, two in Philly. Yeah.
And you're like, and Poodle's, oh yeah, Poodle's going to have his own piano cat show in Providence, Rhode Island.
It's like that song from Kiss Me, Kate. And in Verona, there's sweet Camona. There's one in every town.
One in every town. Wow.
Ooh, I gotta start getting on countrywide to see who I can find before I go.
Countrywide?
I gotta start window shopping.
Good for you.
All the good dick gets gone.
They believe that all the good dick is gone.
You got Scruff. You can go to other cities, so you can start looking already.
What? So you can tell Scruff that you're traveling. You can say, I'm going to Buffalo, and I'll find you.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Yes.
Never underestimate the ingenuity when it comes to gays hooking up.
Never.
We could have, if we needed to hook up to solve the Mideast crisis, we would have already done that.
We would have already done that.
if they're like, you have to go for world Mideast peace before you blow this guy, we would have done it.
We have done it. All right. We're going to get letters about that, but let's jump in. So let's talk about Indy and Harry. You know, you were right. I really like Indy. She's just...
Why?
I like her. It's to be honest, I'm going to be a basic bitch here. But
you like her?
If I saw Indy, we would probably totally talk about spiritual advisors. Okay. And we would have conversations. I like the way she does her makeup a lot. We would talk about that. But God, she's going to get, I feel like this is a lamb dating a lion.
Yeah, but why do you like someone who is dragging her child to Ohio, calling him Poppy Daddy? And
that part grosses me out, and I don't like it all. It's just when I...
She's completely irresponsible.
She's very irresponsible, yes. She's very irresponsible. I think I think Indy reminds me of people I was friends with who probably took from me, and I was like, what's Chantel's friend?
Oh, God. Gigi.
I would be like Gigi. I would be to, as Chantel is to Gigi, Maddie would be to Indy, where I would just be trying to be a good friend to her, and she would keep me. She would be a good friend to me in some ways, but she would drag me through all of her shit.
Yeah. But as soon as you started telling her about something you needed, she'd be outie.
She would.
Okay, y'all. Sorry. If the audio sounds a little weird, here we're on a different platform.
We are.
So we're trying our best to get this show out to you today. The internet gods are having other plans.
Well, not God. Well, in Oklahoma, I'm in Oklahoma. There, we don't have gods in Oklahoma. We just have one God.
There's one God.
And we have Sparklight Cable. And Sparklight Cable right now is saying, "Fuck you, motherfucker."
Sparklight Cable.
Sparklight Cable. Sparklight tape. Apparently, y'all, which I heard the wind machines up at the Arbuckle Mountains are blowing something fierce today. And my Aunt Peggy swears that they're not for renewable energy, that there's some type of ploy to listen to us. So probably the signals are getting crossed. And that's what's happening.
How does that happen, pray tell? Why are...
I don't know. She said it and I don't ask.
Also, I think you're referring to windmills, not wind machines.
Well, so, I mean, are they windmills? Because they're so big. They're almost like wind machines. They're up by Tiger King, where the old Tiger King used to be in the Arbuckle Mountains, right by Arbuckle Wilderness. But
we need to move on. Okay, back to where we were talking about. I don't even know where we are.
We were actually just kind of starting the show. We were just jumping into these fucking
people.
It's
taken us 15 minutes. Anyway, so y'all, so let's talk about, we're talking about, this is Harry and Indy. Yes. And Indy, you know, she says, we saw them during Love During Lockup. And the big deal here is that her mother is a bounty hunter, and her mother is an icon.
She's an icon. She's an actual icon.
We're going to talk about that soon. They've been dating for a year. They've never spent any physical time together. Seems perfect. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
But they recently got in a fight last night because they found out he was cheating.
Cheating.
He was cheating on him.
Cheating on him. Cheating on him.
Cheating with John or Jane. That is the throwback to, I miss Lacey. I miss Lacey and Jane and John.
I don't miss Lacey. I miss your impression of Lacey, but Lacey's pretty
You're right.
Terrible.
I don't miss her. I don't miss her.
She's pretty horrible. So y'all, if you don't remember, Indy's spiritual advisor was telling her that Harry was cheating on her. And like you said, and cheating. We said, what the fuck? How can she tell that he's cheating on her? Y'all, that spiritual advisor was right.
Well, I think it's because there were pictures of a girl's breast sent to him that she's like, I just found it in his iCloud.
Or like her sister said, there was titties and shower scenes in there.
Yes.
So, y'all, he calls and she answers the phone. She's like, hello. And Harry says, I'm here. I'm sorry about last night. And Indy says, what about all those pictures on your phone? And he paused, says, I made a mistake.
And that's it. No more clarification.
No. Nope.
He just says, sorry, he did not say sorry, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't.
I made a mistake. I guess we'll move on.
And he says, yeah, well, I want to fix things. And I wrote, he gaslit the fuck out of her yesterday,
yes!
or the night before. Because y'all, at the end of Love During Lockup, he said to her, like, I can't believe you're not believing me. When I give my word, I give my all. It's gospel.
Oh, y'all, and he's like, you're going to feel terrible about this later. Because he's shitty. He's shitty. He might be hot, but he's shitty.
Y'all, it's a hot man with a big dick and a shitty attitude. Sign Poodle up.
Oh, where? I know. Where? Where? I'm just like looking around.
Will he treat me
like shit? Because I sign up.
I actually did say it just now, and you did look around just like if I said somebody's behind you. You went, oh.
Promise me you'll ignore me for the rest of our lives. So, I'm telling y'all, if you ignore me, God, that is the my biggest aphrodisiac.
It is.
So, anyway, again, he doesn't explain. He just says, I want to fix things. She doesn't ask.
And
she just says, so I'm going to move to Ohio.
So she's going to bring her child. You're right. I couldn't spend time with
she's
her
gonna
now.
She's going to drag that child to Ohio.
In my 20s, I would drive to fucking Norwood, Ohio, or wherever she lives, yeah, just to help her out.
Her sister Londa is later on. She's talking to her sister Londa for breakfast, and she said, "Well, what did he apologize for?" And she's like, "Well, things he did." And Londa's like, "That was too easy. He's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again." Because Indy said, "Well, these things aren't emotional." And she said, "Those pictures didn't look like non-emotional things that women." She said, "He's emotionally involved if these women are sending him those type of pictures and videos."
I don't know if that's true, because I don't think you don't have to be emotionally involved to get a naked thing. You don't have to be. I'm not emotionally involved for every dick pic I get. Trust me.
Trust him. He's not.
Trust.
I just want to speak to something that maybe a lot of people overlooked. You know, Indy has a daughter named Nakoa, right?
Nakoa, right?
So Indy comes in that morning. She's like, "Oh, Nakoa." And she looks at her sister. She's like, "Did she braid her hair?" She's like, "Yeah, I was up last night and couldn't sleep." Y'all, bitch was up last night because she's like, "Where the fuck is my sister going to take my niece?" And she's just
the whole
up there
family
and she's
is like this.
Her.
The she's whole family braiding. Has to yes. pick up the fucking slack of Indy.
They're probably this poor good sister is just braiding her hair, just telling her it's gonna be okay wherever you go. I'll be
Here's the problem. Indy isn't as enough of an adult to not realize what she needs to do to raise her child.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guarantee you, it's always been okay because she has. I want to say she has four siblings.
Yeah,
but at least three. Two, because there's Aaliyah, John, and Londa. And I think those are the three.
Yeah.
So she has three and her mother to lean on, to watch her kid. And she takes full advantage of this.
Yes.
And when she's going to be somewhere else, she's already assuming that Harry's family is just, she was in Ohio later on. She's like, "Can you watch Nicole for a while? I got to go pick up my man."
She just moved the fuck into these people's house. And she's
I know,
like, sorry.
What? Can you believe it? Anyway. So, there later on, then she talks about unconditional love, which she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Later on, we're at a family cookout, and she's telling her friend Stacy about the pics and the texts and the nudies and the boobies and everything.
And your boobies and your pudding pops.
And she says, and I wrote down, why does, and even Stacy's like, so you didn't ask him to explain this. You didn't want to find out the significance. She's like, you know, this happens. Things like this happen.
Even Stacy kind of takes her hand and waves it in front of her face, like to calm herself from just like going off. And she said, "But you're not going to move, right?" And Indy says, "Oh no, I'm moving to Ohio."
And you know what she says? The reason why he won't cheat again, because I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there to see him.
Obviously, around him every moment of the day, y'all. This is ridiculous.
He's going to go to work. He has family there. He has friends. This is not.
Trust me, you can cheat. You can cheat anywhere you want.
It takes Poodle 2 minutes and a well-lit alley with one corner of shade to do the cheating.
Give me 2 minutes and a payphone, okay?
Yeah, I think Indy is one of those people who thinks when I get there, he'll be better. And then she's going to keep moving her own goalpost of, well, when we get married, it will be better.
When we have a baby,
y'all, and Yolanda is just sitting there, filing her nails. Just
she's
going,
seen it all before with Miss Indy. So the friend says, I think you're just in lust. You're not in love. She's like, no, this is not true. She's like, I've seen his man part. And I'm like, further evidence that you're in lust and not in love.
Yeah, exactly, y'all. Then we kind of...
The star arrives.
At first I thought it was Jack Nicholson saying, here's Johnny.
She's just it looks like she's in the scene from The Graduate.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, Eileen! And y'all, she just like goes on the window. She's
Indy!
Like, oh God, my mother's here. Oh Lord. And she's with her, y'all, she's got those big old crazy eyes. She's a star.
So Yolanda is there and she comes down and you see them talking later. And Yolanda just looks at her. She's just like eating something. She looks at her daughter and says, what? And Indy says, well, so I've been doing some thinking. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to Ohio.
Ugh. That's stupid.
She's like, that's stupid. And she said, well, you know, and she tries to give the reason. She's like, well, what's the plan? It's going to be another shit show. And she's like, no, mom, it's not. She's not. And so finally, Yolanda says, well, I have some parting gifts for you. And Yolanda pulls out a fucking thing of mace. And Indy says, why do I need this, mom?
Because she'll spray it on him when you have an argument.
She said, you go spray. She's like, I don't need to, mom. She's like, he's a criminal. He's a criminal. You're going to be with a criminal. You don't know anything about his life. And she said, you're going to need this mace because I'm not driving 5 to 6 hours for nothing.
And she keeps saying, she's like, fine, I'll admit it. I was unstable.
She's like, I was unstable and I just packed everything up. And I was like, I'm going to go to Ohio.
And she said, and finally, mom's like, Indy's a dreamer, but this is not going to fly. And she tells her daughter flat out, you will not be supported. And
By anyone in this family.
And I think she doesn't see that yet. But
no.
Indy's going to, she's going to realize it's not all sunshine and rainbows with Harry's family.
No, y'all, because that family, what I think we're finding out, I could see that. I think that family, I don't think they're going to love Indy because Indy's too like woo-woo spiritual. And but also, they know Harry.
Yep.
How many times do we see this, y'all, where people, at first they don't like the person outside, but they're actually in some way trying to protect the person on the outside from the person inside? Because we already see that with Harry's sister.
Yeah, Lydia.
Who got a glow up, and I fucking love her haircut.
Yeah, I love the haircut, but her face is so beat for I screamed out. She looks like someone said, give me Demi Lovato's look.
Yes. Or I was going to say her makeup is so, it reminded me of like, when your mom is like really pissed off at the PTA and she puts on a lot of makeup to look important.
It was a lot of makeup.
But I love her haircut.
I like the haircut. I really like the haircut. I agree with you.
She has a beautiful neck. It's fitting to her.
So y'all, Indy gets there. They're gonna live with Lydia for a while, and till they get, she says settled, and turns out Harry calls. He's leaving at midnight, so come pick me up. And so they basically says, and Lydia's like, without really missing a beat, how long are you planning on staying? She goes, a couple of months, and she's like, ooh. Okay, so you're going to have to get a job because I know my brother. I don't know how much he's going to be doing.
She is literally now throwing her brother. Listen to this woman, Indy. Listen to this woman.
Yeah. And she's like, And, you know, and she's like, well, Inaris told me, and she's like, girl, you gotta make some decisions for yourself.
Louder for the back, now, y'all. And Inaris is, if you're new to this, Inaris is her spiritual, teacher, her psychic
advisor. Her
as Ben
MLM
from 90 Day would say,
partner.
Yeah, as Ben from 90 Day would say, her essay.
Her essay.
MUA, his fucking makeup artist. Jesus, Ben.
He's talking and she's like, and by the way, while we're talking about it, I don't think it's appropriate for you to call, for your daughter to call my brother, Poppy Daddy.
And she's like, well, you know, and he's like, well, it's just that I didn't do it at all. She says what all these moms say.
Yeah.
She just did it.
She just started calling him Daddy one day.
Y'all, that is not true. Every single mother who says that at one time, call that person Daddy to their child, because children don't come up with this on their own.
No child just says, that's my daddy.
No.
And if that happens, the mother said, well, not really, but this is mom's friend.
This isn't your daddy. This is mom's friend, and he can be your friend, and you can call him Harry.
Yeah. Boy. Y'all, the fact that she said, I never, God, every single one of these people who wants to have just add water families, and most of the time it is women, in especially Love After Lockup, who say, you're going to call him daddy. We have another one on the show who's doing that already. They all completely support it, and they have coached their children to do that. Come on. Doesn't just happen.
And because Lydia says, look, what happens if my brother fucks up and then he breaks your heart? And then now not only is it you're upset, but then you break up, you move back, and then your kid feels like she lost her daddy.
Right. She's like, and then it's like, that's not going to happen.
Indian literally looks at the Keurig and says, that's not going to, we'll just have to see. You don't just wait and see with your child's life. You don't wait and see with your child's love.
Yeah.
That is your job as a parent. You protect that.
So, y'all, she's going to pick, and Eloisa, her mom, comes on, beat.
I'm on a soapbox about this. Okay. Can I just say one other thing about this, too? It is different, too. It would be different if, like, Indy was all alone in this. She's, like, a single mom with no support. She has a whole family that supports her, that wants the best for her, that is involved in her life. For Indy to jump into this instant family situation, and even Harry, we see Harry has a family who supports him, who's rooting for them.
The whole thing is absurd.
So the back of me wonders, like, what are these two, where's the damage for these two people that they feel like they can be together, at least for her?
Well, this is someone you wanted to be friends with earlier in the podcast.
In my 20s, I would have been friends with her because I was really, because Indy's giving him some, but she hasn't even given Harry that much money.
No.
Right?
I don't think so. We haven't heard. I don't think it's about money for them, those two. It's about codependence for her.
But what is it for Harry? That's what I want to know.
That's a good point. I think he's attracted to her. I think it's also good to have someone on the outside to keep you going. That's kind of how this works. It's going to wear off real quick, y'all.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. You can go ahead now.
She's picking him up. And he is, you can like see him in the window, and all of a sudden she's like, I just want my notebook moment. You know that moment? We all know that moment. We all know, because, and remember, the notebook's not real, y'all. I say it over and over again.
It's not real.
But,
not.
And she does, though. He comes running out. They seem genuinely happy to see each other. She jumps into his arms for her notebook moment. And he says, she's gorgeous. This is everything that I've wanted. Then he just becomes a poet all of a sudden. He's like, this rain is a blessing, symbolizing all the tears that I've shed. So, y'all, he's also a bullshitter.
It's a new day, yeah. A new day has come.
We
we don't get to see Celine this year. I'm still upset. They canceled my ticket order.
That our sissies were sweetly bought for us in the Facebook group.
Yeah, we will use that money to see her. It will happen.
Yes, it will happen. I just want to say best line of the show from Harry's mom. Yes, Puerto Ricans, we have a saying. We like men to chase us. We don't chase them.
Yeah, Eloisa. Yep.
Eloisa, yes.
That's all I've got for them. We should actually take a break before we move on.
It's a free show. Thank you, Poodle. We've done so many takes of this with bad technology. I don't even know where
y'all,
we are.
I think we're on hour two of this show. That's how long this has taken just to get our internet working.
All right. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I've always been a good girl. You know, I've never dated an inmate before. Well, except for my ex-boyfriend that introduced me to this inmate. He's an inmate too, but I'm a good girl.
And I like bad boys.
Bad boys
make me feel so good. We're in some godforsaken place called Elberry, Missouri.
We are in Elberry, Missouri.
I wonder if it's in southern Missouri, because that shit is scary.
Is it real? I never.
Yeah.
Oh, Missouri. Elberry, Missouri. Let's see. Where is it?
This is Taylor? Spelled T-A-Y-L-E-R.
Yes.
Taylor?
It is in... It's just north of St. Louis.
So it is north of there. Okay.
It is... Well, it looks like about maybe like 45 minutes north of St. Louis. But
okay.
The picture on Google Maps is just... It's a picture of a house in the middle of a prairie, and it's a completely dilapidated house. That's the first picture we see on Google Maps.
And there's just a coyote sniffing at it.
Yeah, it just looks terrible.
Taylor!
Y'all.
And Chance.
And Chance. No, so she's been dating Chance together for a year. Y'all, I think I brought this up on the Free Feed show. Chance is in prison, or is incarcerated, because he robbed a bank. And
in a grocery store.
In a grocery store. So, y'all, that we've got the Citizens Bank here at Walmart in the Supercenter. He robbed the bank because he went up to a woman and sweet-talked the bank teller into giving him money.
I got to give that props.
You know, you kind of...
What would he say? How about giving him that money?
He's like, hey, babe, I'm just... I'm trying to... I'm just trying to make things meet here. You know, I got a kid. He doesn't. I've got a kid, and she's got a cheerleading tryouts, and she's just real hungry. I just want to be a good dad. You know what that's like? Did you have a good dad?
Sure, I'll give you my money.
Oh, I did have a good dad. Take this money. Take it.
You kind of, Poodle, you totally lied. You said, when we started this episode 2 hours ago, you said most of the people that are going to fuck people over are the people on the outside. So far, I don't think we're seeing that.
We're seeing two. I think I said oftentimes the people who are on the outside are scarier than the people who are incarcerated. But I'm bringing in,
this is, seems new because y'all, Taylor is a fucking Bambi and Chance is a hot wolf daddy.
Oh, he's going to ruin her life, y'all.
Oh,
I haven't seen a picture of him. Maybe I missed it. Is he hot?
What? No. You must have been writing on your pad.
I was writing, yeah.
Are you kidding?
I missed it.
Look up Chance from Look After Lockup because he kind of looks like, what is his name? It's a gay porn star.
You're speaking my language.
Okay. What's his name? He used to be on Chaos Men a lot.
Worst game of pyramid ever.
He's a top and he has one of those terrible tattoos around his belly button.
That's all of them.
I think his name is Austin.
I know who you're talking about, but that guy,
Austin Wolf. He looks like Austin Wolf.
Wow. I don't think he was ever on Chaos Men.
Whatever. He was on one of them. Austin Wolf.
I like it. I was like, I don't think he was on that porn site.
Do you not know who Austin Wolf is?
Yes, I do.
He looks like him, doesn't he?
He is hot.
Y'all, Austin Wolf is hot. And Chance is hot, y'all. He is really, really hot. So, and go ahead. Taylor's talking to her sister, Bobby.
And there's wall art all over this house. Word art everywhere.
It's Christmas, and they're just putting tacky red bows on all the word art.
This is sad. This is very sad decorating Christmas. They got her. She's got her sister Bobby, and her sister Bobby has also been incarcerated. And the sister is also I know what he's doing. I know what it's not good. So
but Taylor says, but I just like
his big arms. They're just, yeah, he's manly.
Oh, that laugh. Ugh. So it also turns out, like, he says he's related to Brad Pitt in some way. Now, Brad Pitt is from Missouri, so...
Actually, he is, you know, but actually, he was born in Oklahoma, actually. Brad Pitt was born in Oklahoma.
You can't... And then y'all try to claim Brad Pitt?
They do. Oklahomans and Missourians, Missourians, I don't know what they're called. Missourians?
I think so. Where does Brad Pitt say he's from?
I don't know where Brad Pitt says
he says he's from Missouri.
Are you sure? But he he was born in Shawnee, Oklahoma. He was.
But
it's a suburb of Oklahoma. But he was born. So I'm just saying.
Where was he raised?
And Brad Pitt can trace his roots back to the. Yes. The Oklahoma Historical Society at okhistory.org has an article about William Bradley Pitt, and his origins can be traced back to the land run because his family settled around Noble, Purcell, and eventually Etowah.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
I'm just saying. And
I don't care.
Well, but yes, he ended up going to Missouri, and he went to Kickapoo High School, I believe.
Didn't realize we needed a celebrity biography. But
well,
thank
a
you.
Lot of Oklahomans like Brad Pitt and Missourians. They will fight.
But I remembered that he said he's from Missouri. He was like, some kid from Missouri or something.
He might say he's from the Show Me State, but he was born in Oklahoma. I don't know when he moved to Missouri, though. He probably moved to Missouri when he was like 3.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. You're asking.
I just did not know I would be so well informed about this. And I didn't know it was a conspiracy.
I might have looked up a lot of things about Brad Pitt when I was in high school.
There we go. Yeah, I had a feeling.
So anyway, so she says things like this, y'all. This whole story is a walking red flag. And she says things, I kind of like he's obsessed with me. He like calls me like 10 times if I don't pick up. He'll like get other people to call me. I don't think it's controlling, though. I just think it's nice.
I think he likes it. He likes me.
So, this is a red flag. So, anyway.
And there's some foreshadowing because she says, I hope Bobby and Chance get along because if they don't get along, then that might be a problem because I got to take care of my sister, but I want to be with my man.
Right. And she obviously has a very codependent relationship with her sister already because she's like, I worry about my sister.
Yes, she feels like her
sister had problems with drugs.
You can tell that her sister, it's her fraternal twin, not identical. And you can tell that her sister's success depends on Taylor.
Yep.
If you ask Taylor.
Yeah. So, that's important. So she's picking up her three children. I think it's Sophia, Jaclyn, I believe.
I didn't get the name.
Jaclyn and Athena. Now, her first... The first two, the older kids, are from a guy whose name is Jake, and he died in a car accident.
They were driving out there, and a bitch, and it was with the family. They were going 140 miles,
and 120 miles, hit,
and the car flipped.
And I'm laughing because it's just so fucking sad.
And I couldn't see it anymore, and I wrote, Southern stories in sad, sad, y'all.
This may not be Southern, but it might as well. It is. Like, her life is a sad Southern story.
It is.
So, the youngest dad is Steven, and she's like, and we don't talk anymore.
But she's like, but we're fine.
Now, the kids, no chance, and they miss him, and they can't wait to call him Daddy, and...
Favorite line of the entire show is when she's driving the car. And she's driving the car, and Poodle, what does the child say to her?
I want to go to prison with Chance.
And
her response.
You can't go to prison. You're not old enough to go to prison. Just wait a few years and then you'll get to go. But your big sister's go before you.
That is honestly the last thing I thought she was going to say.
That is the last thing. Y'all, when your child says, I want to go to prison, tell them why they shouldn't aim to go to prison.
Tell them, besides just talking about their age.
Yeah.
Maybe you say, honey, that's where... You don't want them to think bad things about Chance. Chance, I get it. But say, Chance made some choices that weren't always good. And you can explain it. So in prison is not a place you want to go to. So
yes.
And so I don't think the child, you can tell that she hasn't had this conversation because the child wouldn't say, I want to go to prison with Chance.
They probably watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and they said, Mama, where are they? And she said, prison! They're in prison!
So, y'all, that laugh, fuck. So, she says, you're not... that was the time, you know, when I talked about earlier, when I screech laugh out loud. That was one of the times. Yeah, so, y'all, they're decorating the house, and there's, of course, a stocking for Chance. And he calls... And I think it's time for an episode, the first of this season, of Lalu Theatre. Okay. So, I'm gonna play Chance calling on the phone.
Okay.
And you'll play Taylor, and I think we'll just alternate with some of the children. We'll just see who can...
Great. Great.
Who can get in there.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I'll ring real quick. I'll do a...
I'll miss that ring.
Hello?
Hey, baby, what you doing?
I'm just sitting here with the kids.
Oh, you've been seeing your other boyfriends. I know it. You've been seeing all those other men. Just kidding with you, baby. I mean, I'd have to strangle you if I ever found that.
Oh, with your big arms. Oh,
yeah.
The kids were just sitting. I was telling them why
kids
go to prison.
Hey, kids, it's Uncle Daddy Chance.
Hi,
Uncle Daddy here.
Hey, Diddy, can I go to prison with you, Diddy?
I can show you the hole, and I can show you all kind of, you can meet the warden. He's got a real firm handshake, if you know what I mean.
Your daddy is so nice to everybody in prison, kids.
Y'all having some ice cream?
Yeah. We're having some ice cream. What are you
Choco
doing
tacos?
Oh, yeah, we are. We get
Choco Tacos in prison, but I usually got to give a dime bag to the cook, Krusty.
I get that.
And a little bit of handy job, if you know what I mean.
I love that you shake everybody's hand.
Do you know what a dime bag is, little Athena?
We can put it on the Christmas tree if you want. We're going to wait to do it for you, honey. We're going to put the tree when you get up.
Get me away from those brats. I want to talk to you.
But, Daddy said he loves you, kids. Love you, Daddy.
Love you, kids. Love you. Can't wait to get home with you and make a family.
Hi, Chance. So what's going on? Hi.
Well, you got my libido going, girl.
Oh,
So, I just got to know, are the kids going to be like at your house or your mom's when I get home? Or
no,
do we need to find an old cemetery for me to plow you in?
Oh, wow.
You just got to go to the old cemetery. That's where you have sex, in prison.
Where daddy's buried?
We can do it right on his grave if you want.
And what about the kid's father? He's there too.
Oh, perfect. We'll go right over there. Just pummel you on all of them. It's hot, right? You're into it.
If that's what you're into.
So what are you going to wear to pick me up, huh? What are you going to wear?
Anything but
black licorice.
Black licorice? I'm going to wear those panties, those lemon meringue ones, honey.
Ooh, perfect. I just got to taste it. I just taste the lemon
Daddy,
in my mouth.
Daddy,
I don't like.
What are you talking about with mommy, daddy?
Buzz off for a minute, kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in 8 years. So,
I need to. You want to talk about how you're gonna?
I'm gonna take you and I'm gonna take you and lube you up like a gasket.
I don't know what a gasket is, but I like that.
I'm gonna go to Saks Fifth Avenue and buy you the whole hosiery section.
Oh wow, you're classy.
And we can put it around your neck and do some breath play and all kinds of crazy shit, and you're gonna call me by your great grandpappy's name and I love crazy shit.
I'll call you.
Call will end in 1 minute. Oh, gotta go, baby. Okay. I gotta go jerk off one of the guards.
Okay, are you gonna eat my pussy?
Not familiar. Talk to you later.
And scene. Y'all, I'm gonna give you a warning. If your boyfriend who's in prison mentions Saks Fifth Avenue, he's a homosexual.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying that he just got weird shit.
He's not gay. You're gay for saying.
I'm gay for saying Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yes, yes. He would say like he would say
hosiery.
Yes, and hosiery. Yes. If you're straight, but it says hosiery. Yes.
He did say anything but black licorice, which I still don't understand. And apparently, people just, we can go anywhere, you know, side of the road, like motel, a graveyard.
Well, yes. It is. Y'all, he's talking about edible panties. We should preface. He's talking about edible panties with the black licorice, which, excuse me.
Oh, hello. Hello. Oh, hi there.
It's so good to fulfill our destiny.
What? Why do they not want black licorice?
No one likes black licorice.
No, Caesar picked me because I'm black cherry. He's a real
love black cherry.
Oh no. Here we are again, not used.
Oh, I'm just going to sit here and turn into sugar.
Y'all, that is a throwback to those panties.
That's like from the first, right when we started doing the show.
That was
a throwback
like 3 years
to Caesar's
ago.
Candy panties.
If they make a return, well, yeah, I mean, you never know.
They've made occasional appearances, but...
Oh, boy.
Can I just say... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Chance's already starting to control her because basically he's telling her, I want to build a room for Bobby, your sister. And
oh, right. Yes.
He's trying to do it with good means because I get it. I guess Bobby has thrown some shit into Taylor's life. And so
this is what I want to say. I'm of two minds on this.
Well, let me preface so people who don't watch so they know what I'm going to say. Because Chance talks about, I'm kind of two minds too, but Chance says, I want to have the best shot at success out there. And your sister has gotten into some shit and I'll get in trouble. We don't want to start that type of life. So that's what the reason he says it. Now go ahead with what you're going to say, Poodle.
I was going to say he may be trying to create boundaries, which she doesn't have in her life.
Yes, 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 yes.
But it does also could be controlling. She also might see Chance for who he is, because I guarantee you, y'all, Chance is a wolf. He's just here to.
Woof.
Yeah, woof. Maybe we're wrong. I don't know, but all the red flags are waving at me.
Yeah, if he wasn't trying to get her to, if he wasn't already sort of controlling about our calls,
yeah, he's like, "What? You be with the other guys? I'm just kidding with you." Just creepy.
Let's talk about Lacey and Antoine.
Antoine. Y'all, we're in Snohomish. You know who lives in Snohomish? Brett and Daya.
From season three. Oh, yeah.
I kept saying Snohomish.
Snohomish. Been a long time for them.
Yeah. And this is Lacey and Antoine. Lacey's 38. Okay. Antoine's 27.
Here's what's good about this one, y'all. The drama is not, so Lacey met Antoine because she is really good friends. With his mom, y'all. And that's
he's fucking the mom friend.
Yes, because Lacey's in her like, what, late 40s?
Y'all, Antoine is living Stacy's mom.
He's Stacy's mom is getting fucked by Antoine. y'all, because Lacey's what? I forgot her age. Was it like late
38.
40s? Oh, 38. She's a hard 38, y'all.
I know. That's why I'm laughing when you said
that. Whoa. Whoa.
I want to say, too, the other women she's friends with, this is some interesting hair and choices
that we're
working with.
But how old is Antoine? He's like 24?
27.
So 10 years. Lacey is friends with Antoine's mom. And so, y'all, this isn't going to be good. So we find out that Antoine is kind of a troublemaker. He doesn't stay by the rules. So
no, he doesn't play by. So, but they, in fact, he got the cell phone taken away in prison because he was jacking it. He was slurping. He was choking the chicken.
Now, we don't see a lot of him, but in the pictures, he looks cute.
He is. He looks cute. I wanted to say one thing. He, just about Lacey. She met her husband at 18. She had never, was a virgin. She'd never had sex before. Yeah. And she'd never really made out with anyone before. She said. And so they divorced. She's like, we grew apart. And I was talking to my friend, Christy? Yeah, Christy is Antoine's mother. Mm-hmm. Christy. Yep. And then we started just like saying, would it be a problem if I... She's like, I really liked him. We got along.
Christy said, you should date my son. Y'all, when a friend says you should date my son...
What the fuck?
Say no, thank you.
And they've been corresponding, or so he met him 5 years ago. She met him 5 years ago, and he was the reason she filed for divorce for her husband. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And I wrote down they had to have met on the outside, right? They knew each other before he was locked up.
I don't think so. Really? I was confused. I actually wrote Ask Poodle because I didn't know. But I think no, which makes this even more bizarre, y'all. It's never met.
Really bizarre.
Or maybe she met him when he was in like middle school.
No, I think she's a recent. She was, like, I think Christy is a recent friend.
Yeah, so I don't, because that's what.
Lacey is lost, y'all. Lacey is quite lost.
she's just in there painting in her living room, not knowing what the fuck to do.
And her friends are like, their friends really aren't having that much of a problem with it.
No. Okay. Thank you.
They're kind of like Santiba's friends from last season. These are salt wives in training, too, but just by their looks. But the
Snohomish edition.
Snohomish, yeah. They look like they're, you know, these are hair choices and makeup choices from about 10 years ago that they think... That they think are still looking as well. There's still some like layering going on with colors.
Yes, too severe. Some chunks, kind of more chunks, and a lot of more brown toned lips.
Oh, and like the ombre look of the makeup looks too dark.
I think this is going to be a shit show, and either this segment's going to fizzle out quickly, or it's going to be one of the best ones on this season.
Well, we've already seen the mother, Christy, wine slurring her way through a conversation because she has a drinking problem.
Because that's what Lacey brings up. She's kind of kept her distance between her mom and kept it because she doesn't want to be around. And meanwhile, when she does talk on the phone to Antoine says, "I'm excited to get there and smoke some weed and fuck." I went, well, this is going to go well.
And y'all, when she is calling him, she's like, "I'm still in the hole." And so he's not good. Antoine isn't good with authority. Let's just say that.
No.
And she's like, "I'm worried he's going to do something else and stay in there longer." And he's like, "I'm going to smoke some weed and get some pussy. You going to give me that pussy?
It's going to be the best two pumps of his life."
And I guess they can have a sense of humor about this, but she says, I'm worried. She's like, one time I even got mad at him on the phone. And this is, you get to see a little bit of a window who Lacey is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, "One time I got mad at him and I just like deleted my whole profile so he couldn't contact me. So then his mom had to call me."
So then he had to call his mom, and his mom called me, and I went, "Uh-oh." So it's like she's totally emotionally immature, y'all. Mm-hmm. And she also, y'all, it's not going to go well because I don't know how much Antoine is into her. Because we haven't talked about if she's giving him money yet, but I guarantee you she has. Because
100%.
Because his mom probably hasn't, because she seems to be having her own demons. So she's giving him money because he finds out, "I just can't wait. I'm going to get out. I'm going to hang out with my homies and my friends." And she's going, "What?
Oh, I guess if you can."
What?
She's like, "I just want to hang out with you and laugh with you." He's like, "What if I don't want to do that?" Just kidding.
Y'all, he's going to get out there and cheat on her.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, y'all, I can hear a little bit. Don't pull over. I hear a little bit of a sign.
It's really faint. It's on Wilshire. Yeah.
We haven't said that in a long time, but don't pull over.
I liked it when she said later on, at the very end, however, "This is how... cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo."
Oh, yes.
They threw this in at the very end, y'all. And this is the cherry on the crazy sundae.
It's true.
She is writing letters to Antoine from other women named like Ariana and Lenore.
And Bestia or whatever.
Bestia. Anyway, and she's like, "I've got boobies," and they're really, really awkward.
Yeah, they're like 7-year-old. Yeah.
You can't see me, but I'm writing. "I have boobies that are really good boobies. I want to fuck you." What word here? "Can't wait till you get out. I promise I'm 24. Not old, like 38.
It's literally like, it's like a letter to get Hamza from 90 Days Fiancé into you. Boobies.
But, and also it's just awkward. Like it is awkward. She doesn't sound like, it does say, "Hello, fellow kids." It's that Steve Buscemi meme.
Yes.
If he responds to any of these women, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I think he will. Don't worry.
I think you will too.
Can't wait for this story.
It's going to be great. Let's move on to, y'all. We're in Arlington, Texas.
Each one is better than the last.
A lot of them are in Texas this episode. Two of them are from North Texas specifically.
I didn't know where the other place was. Cedar something.
North Texas.
I know where Arlington is, obviously.
Is it?
Y'all, this is your, Kevin is your typical city-fied kind of North Texan.
Was it Cedar Hill?
Cedar Park.
Cedar Park. I wonder where that is. Cedar Park.
I don't know.
We're going to see where that is right now.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about.
It's over by Round Rock. Do you remember where Round Rock is? But that's Cedar. No, it has to be Cedar Hill because Round Rock's in Austin.
Park, but maybe I'm wrong.
Whatever. It doesn't. But they're in North Texas, they say. So
Kevin, you guys, is in his 30s, I believe, 38, and Tiffany's 26. Kevin is one of those kind of douchebag Southern guys who is a complete player, who's kind of got that action figure hair.
Who was really cute in high school.
Yes.
But he lived a really hard life, and now he looks just kind of rough. But if Poodle and I were in a bar...
He didn't take care of his skin.
And if Poodle and I were in a bar at 1 a.m., we'd go down on him.
You know what? I'd like to say no, but you're right.
I would. I would, y'all. I would.
But he kind of makes me sad when I look at him.
Oh, yeah. Because he does have, as you say, he does have one eye bigger than the other.
Yes, definitely.
He does.
And so he said, I would call myself a gently used baby daddy. Barf.
Whoa, barf. Go ahead.
He's having dinner at a restaurant with his quote, friend, Lindy. And, y'all, this is some boobs out for a friend dinner. Yeah, let's just say.
I don't greet my friend unless I'm fucking them like this when I go to dinner.
He's going to fuck her tonight. This is...
Also, either Lindy is an Amazon or Kevin is fucking 4 feet.
I didn't know either. Maybe she's got on big shoes or maybe he's short.
So now we find out Tiffany had it. She's in because she had a drug possession. And so they're sitting there talking.
But they met on Facebook.
They met on Facebook. Because
she was liking my pictures.
And they were starting to talk. And then all of a sudden she vanished. And that's when he found out she went to jail for a drug possession.
I found out that's happened to some of the men who I've talked to.
I know, but
I'm like, I guess they ghosted me. Nope.
And then pretty soon you get a letter.
I got a handwritten letter from the pokey.
And then,
miss you, thinking about you at night.
Thinking about you at night. I loved it when you talk about making pie. Can you make that cherry pie again for me, J-Bird?
Put a file in it.
So Kevin is talking to Lindy, and Lindy's like, yeah, well, you kind of have an ex-girlfriend problem. You kind of don't let go of your ex-boyfriends. And he said, oh, damn, now you're going to bring up Kayla.
And y'all, and of course, Kayla calls right after that. So we're getting all of the signs of the psycho ex. And I thought to myself, maybe this is a trope they're doing to her. Maybe this is a girlfriend who's really not that into him. Maybe we're jumping to conclusions and calling a woman crazy who isn't crazy. She was just treated badly. That's incorrect. No, she's not.
Incorrect. She's a nut, but I will say, I think Kevin's a fuckboy, and
I think Kevin's
been fecking, and so I do think Kevin is stringing these women along.
100%.
But Kayla is like, y'all, Kayla is coming at us with Lindsay and Danielle, or Lindsay and Destiny energy.
Yes, she is. Kayla is, I think Tiffany's going to be the real pussycat in this story.
I think Tiffany's going to get out of jail, and Kayla might go in it.
So, y'all, Kayla has keyed a girl's car.
Yes.
Of that. Yes. And
And Lindy says, my only problem with you ever was that you had too many women. And they're having espresso for dessert. He's like, this is going to keep me up all night. She's like, I hope so.
Yeah, y'all, because they're going to fuck.
I think he's got a pretty nice penis.
I do think he has a pretty nice penis, y'all.
Yep. Yep. It's always those.
It's always though. It's like, yeah, it's like my brother. It's like my dad's ex-hand, Doty. I never know how he gets this wind. And I said one time to my brother, I said, does Doty just have a huge dick? And he said, yes, actually, he does.
We can't talk about your father's hand anymore. It's ridiculous.
What? I'm just saying.
So they are, he's at his house with his son, who of course is named Kevin Jr. And he's like, I got her all these things. So he went to like CVS and bought her all these like designer imposter lotions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yep. He said, mm-hmm. Did you notice in his room this kind of red drapery behind his bed that kind of looked like a curtain? Like, ladies and gentlemen, yes. It's time for the show.
But it matched his terrible, terrible comforter.
And also, it wasn't centered. The bed wasn't centered in the drapery.
You know this bothered me beyond me.
It made me crazy. And I usually can look past stuff like that.
The bed needed to go on the other side of the wall where the sun was standing.
Yeah. Also, Taylor's bedroom was this huge black skeleton on the wall.
And the bed was so low and wasn't, y'all, at least Kevin's bed was made. I would think if I knew I was going to be on television, I would make my bed.
No, it's true. So Kevin Jr.'s like, well, you may want to take care of your ex, Kayla, because she's becoming a problem. When your son tells you, your ex is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
You may listen. So, y'all, Kayla is, of course, calling. And basically, he's like, I'm trying to move my friendship with benefits in her to a friendship. And the producer says, so what's the last time you've had sex? He's like, y'all, probably last week.
No, he doesn't say that. Because, y'all, I agree, probably last week, but y'all, they just focus on his face and he just kind of, the corners of his mouth smile and he says nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all. So he's been, so I want to say, that brings to the point. Kayla is fucking cuckoo, but y'all, he's been fucking this woman since probably last week and leading her on.
Right. I still say that's no reason to be crazy in Kia Car.
No.
And
agreed,
to act this
agreed,
way.
Agreed. Agreed. Don't fuck with the Mar, y'all.
And the son says, your door is still split from the last time.
Yeah, okay. So, y'all, this poor son is just basically just parenting his father. And
the in the moment that they're doing, I don't know if this was faked or what, but the phone rings twice. Then the doorbell rings.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
This was amazing.
It was. He goes outside and Kayla's like,
come on, little bitch. Come on.
You're the little bitch.
What the fuck is up? What you doing?
Rico Suave, is that what you are? Which is, y'all, the most outdated reference to a womanizer. Y'all, the song Rico Suave, that song
25 years old. Probably. Older. That song was probably in the mid-90s. So
that song, no. That song came out in 1990.
Yeah, I was going to say. So that song is 32 years old.
Do you remember
that guy, that song, Gerardo?
That song was kind of part of my sexual awakening.
Gerardo.
What's he doing now?
Suave.
Ale, Nico. Wow. Okay. We're so old that now Gerardo is a grandfather.
We need to move on. Anyway, y'all, she freaks the fuck out. It's only, Kayla's only going to get better. We're here for her.
Famous Kayla says as she drives off, you don't understand. I fuck shit up.
And, but I really thought when they were going to play the jealous girlfriend trope, I'm like, maybe it's not this bad. Maybe she's just slightly jealous.
No.
And maybe, and yes, I'm sure he gaslit her and does all kind of fuckboy things. But y'all, this is like crazy ex out of just the extreme trope of it.
I agree.
Yeah. So yeah, we definitely have a crazy ex situation here.
Weep, weep. Let's talk about Rick and Ray Dean. Sorry, y'all. This is a long episode because they showed everybody.
I'm trying to broom broom, but I don't know how.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm trying to talk over it because it just sounds like you're you're like spitting up your work.
I'm just spitting all over my mic.
Yeah. Yeah, we just...
Y'all, he's a biker!
He's a biker. And y'all, Rick says, I've slept with 300 women. I'm a slut. Good for him.
And you know what I said? That's nothing.
Y'all, if you think you've slept with a lot of people, ask your gay friend. You'll feel better about yourself. That is the truth. Ask
They'll go, your gay honey, you're fine.
They're like, oh my God. They're like, Steven, I slept with like 50 guys.
And I'm like, that was the aughts. No, actually, that was the year.
That was it.
300 was the aughts.
And you know what? You should sleep with a lot of people if you want to. Be a slut. I'm a slut.
Be a slut.
Poodle's a slut. Rick's a slut. Your mom's a slut. Be a slut.
Your baby's a slut in training.
That's weird. Let's move on. So, y'all, they were in a motorcycle club, and he and Ray Dean went on
Boy,
three
that name's
dates.
Unfortunate, isn't it?
I know. Boy. I love it. Ray Dean! And so... y'all, they went on three dates, and then she disappeared because she got locked in the po-po.
Yeah. So they, he says
she's
things
she's
like...
She's been in prison for 5 years, by the way. She's been in prison for 5 years.
And so they've been corresponding for 5 years. What a classic love story. Tale classic. As old as time. So we're at the bar with biker friends Brack and Demon and Gil.
And Gil.
Rick, Demon.
Brack.
And Gil.
And Gil. Now, Brack is another one of those guys who was really hot in his 20s and lived a life. And now he's 50 and he's still wearing a bandana around his forehead.
Yeah. And he's definitely got sun damage.
Very tan.
And Gil has gout.
Gil looks like
NSB flux.
Yeah, yes, he looks like he's gonna Wilford Brimley over here. Just
no, he's not even that old. He looks like your accountant.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yes. And just like Brack, Demon,
and Gil. Gil says,
"I'm Gil Gilbert,"
and Brack's like, is she going to want a party? Because here's the kind of cool thing that I love about his friends. They all, if you saw them in a bar, they all look like people who are like really, but it seems like y'all, Rick was incarcerated. He was really addicted to methamphetamines.
And he said he was a heroin addict.
Or heroin.
When he was younger.
But it seems like
12.
It seems like now he just smokes. And that, as he said, this is my only demon.
Yeah.
Only vice. I think this is actually, they seem like, we'll see, but they seem like a supportive group of misfit family.
They do, except for Gil is like, excuse me, gentlemen, are we sure, we are talking about a junkie here. And he's like, hey, I was a junkie too, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, I still do not think it is going to go well.
He's like, my biggest concern is that this is
a hustle.
A hustle. I hustle. So...
Gil.
So meanwhile, y'all, Rick goes out driving and he's in his garage and she calls and he's like, hey, baby, how are you, baby? And Ray Dean says, I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm anxious.
I want to look presentable for you.
Did you
honey,
get
you've
all
got
that
no
stuff?
Worries.
No, I want to get those panties and those bras. And then we find out, y'all, Rick spent over $10,000 on her.
There we go.
There we go.
Good for you, Rick. Get that money, Ray Dean. So I just want to say Then we have, I think this is a first for Lalu, but he says, can't wait to have your titties pressed against my back. Says,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I was typing in my spell check. I'm so gay that when I type titties, it autocorrects it to kitties. So it says,
I prefer the kitties.
I want to have your kitties against my back.
Against my back. So. Your kitties are so soft and perky. It's really gay. So, y'all, she's like, it's like,
I keep going. I'm done.
Like, I'm just getting a Woody right now. She's like, it's really hard. She's like, oh, is it impressive? She's like, yeah, it is. And then, y'all, look, no sag. He shows the cameraman his dick.
He's showing
obviously,
the producer's
obviously, they blare it out.
They blare it out.
But yeah, that's the first for Lalu. I don't think we've seen a person show their dick. I'm actually surprised we haven't yet.
No, we've seen a drawn picture of someone's dick and they had to blare
Dalton,
it out.
Of Dalton.
Dalton drew his dick for me. It was so big.
Oh, black and white cookie. I wish the best for her. I hope it's she. I don't think her lesbian friend is right for her
Emily,
either.
No, Emily's moved on.
I want the best for her. I hope it's not with Dalton. She seems like she has a good heart, but boy,
I hope, you know what, I'm going to say this, and then we can move on to our last couple. I hope the best for Rick, because I think, at least from what we've seen so far, Rick and Ray Dean might have the best chance.
I'm just worried that she's going to want to take his money because that makes we actually haven't met her at all.
We haven't.
Let's
talk about Kayla and Martell, or more importantly, Hollywood.
They're the friend Hollywood. Yes,
y'all. She has a friend named Hollywood.
Who knew that the star of Mannequin 2 would actually show up and solve all of Kayla's problems? Who knew? He's still out there.
He even clutched his pearls at one time.
Everybody needs a gay friend, y'all.
Everybody needs a gay friend.
Especially Kayla, because I have a feeling she hasn't really thought through what she is going to do.
Hollywood's cute. I don't think Kayla's thought through, y'all, because Kayla says... Kayla is the one. I said, Kayla's the one who said, I'm not into bad boys, but it was her
Taylor. Taylor.
Oh, Taylor had the ex-boyfriend who was the ex-con. But yes. Taylor said, I'm not into bad boys, but my friend Teresa introduced me to Martell. And y'all, they've been together for 13.
Kayla, you're getting this wrong. There's Taylor and Kayla is the one who says that who we're on now.
Did I say Taylor again?
You did.
Sorry. I wrote Kayla. I'm saying the wrong thing. Kayla has been dating Martell for 13 years.
This may be the longest.
Yeah.
The longest courtship.
And
that
again,
we've had.
Y'all, this is where we see she's like, he went to prison for a while for like, the way she says, he went to prison for guns and drugs? Kind of like she doesn't know. And I'm like, you've been together for 13 years.
I think she's rather not think about it personally, but this is weird. They've been together for 13 years. Do you think that entire 13 years she thought of him as the one man in her life? Or
well,
do you think she'd been playing around?
Kayla, and I mean this in the best sense of the word because we're sex positive, Kayla's a dick pig, y'all.
She is. She a dick pig.
And because she moved. Where did she move to? She moved to Atlanta.
She was in Pittsburgh. She moved to Atlanta to be, because he's getting out of prison there.
She's getting out of prison since she moved. But we find out that he really wants her. He wanted her to not sleep with anybody this entire time.
Which, for me, is an unreasonable request.
I think that's an unreasonable request.
However, she did not say, that's an unreasonable request. I will not do that. We can date casually, but know that I'm going to see other people. What I don't love about this is she is allowing him to think that. And
so
the whole relationship is based on lies.
She's lying to him, and yet though she wants him to get her a ring when he gets out of prison that costs at least
32 carats. That's the thing. We're y'all, this is the case of $40,000. This is a person of we live here and Kayla is way up on Neptune.
Way up on Neptune.
She's not understanding the way I think currency works, and when he gets out of prison, I think she thinks he may have savings of some kind. He's been in prison for 13 years.
Maybe he does. I don't know. But Hollywood even says, I can't believe I'm just saying that. But
Hollywood says.
Hollywood says, like, so what are you going to do when you're getting out? And Kayla says, oh, we're going to be having sex. And Hollywood says, well, are you going to get on the pill? And she said,
We're going to raw dog. I'm going to raw dog that Martell dick because I'm going to be ovulating.
She said something about shooting it around and knocking shit over when she meant, and it sticks to the side. So she wants to have a baby.
Y'all, she wants to have a baby. Now, I get it. So this is what's different. They've been together for 13 years. If somebody said, hey, I've been with somebody for 13 years, when they get out of prison, I want us to get married, start a life, have children. That actually doesn't sound crazy to me. If you've known someone for 13 years, that can take time to develop a relationship. But the fact that there's still these lies and unrealistic expectations.
Yep. Those are the red flags.
That's the red flag. But I want to say, if somebody seemed that they being realistic about this and saying, we don't have a lot of time. He's been in prison for 13 years. We want to get started. I would go, okay, all right. I get it, y'all. But
when she was talking about the ring for 32 to 40,000, I went, nope, this is not real. Or maybe it's not real to her. Like I said, these are Neptune thoughts. She's having this on the planet Neptune. This is not living in the real world.
And we're going to see. I don't know. We're going to see if she's playing him or not. We don't know.
They also ask her, so he told you not to have sex. Have you had sex? And she goes, yep. Yep, she did. And the thing about it is,
it's not the action, it's the communication.
Without honesty, what do you have for 13 years? Even though I think it's unreasonable of him to ask that she stay that faithful.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Because on the flip side of that, she's expecting him. He's been in prison for 13 years, and she's expecting him when he gets out. I'm assuming, if they want to be monogamous, that he's only sleeping with her. And that's a lot to ask somebody.
I think that is what
she's expecting. You can't come out and sleep with a bunch of women because you might want to be sexually active with a lot of people. So we don't know, but if she's asking that of him, then whoa.
Well, she does want that ring. So that does... this looks like a real mess.
It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess.
And I don't know, maybe Martell will have some more secrets, but she's seeming like the situation I talked to before is the people on the outside.
Yep.
Are a little nuttier.
Yep. She is a little nuttier, yep. I think.
It's
going to be a good season, y'all. This is we love this show.
Wow.
We love doing this.
There's so much here. Oh.
And there's y'all, I'm telling you, if you're new to this, this is the tip of the iceberg. So if you want to jump into the Lalu pool, we will hold your hand and be here for you.
And then I'll duck you under.
You can listen to next week's episode on our Patreon, our Supercast, on our Reality Gaze extra content on the $8 tier.
Or like Chance, I'm going to hold your head under the water. Then we're going to go to a cemetery and I'm going to hit you with a paddle and you're going to like it.
All right, everybody. That is it. Hey, come see us in Seattle and Portland. Go to the Linktree link in our Instagram profile where you can buy tickets for that. Philadelphia, low ticket warning. We're, I believe, out of VIPs for Philadelphia.
We are.
And I think we're out of VIPs.
Out of DC. Out of VIPs for DC.
Yes. We're low on VIPs for Boston. So if you're wanting to go to those, that's... Yep.
And we've said before, Atlanta's completely sold out. We are planning on going to Atlanta again. Probably this year.
Probably.
We know, and that's a hometown show for me. So I know at least 10 people from either the North Georgia or South Carolina bought tickets.
We could sell out a second night if we brought Trix.
I know. Boy.
All right. Can you imagine if we did a show in Baton Rouge? We would have to play a week just to get everybody.
No, I don't really keep in contact. Once I'm done with you, I'm done with you.
All right, everybody. On that note.
I'm like Chance, y'all. You're buried in the graveyard.
All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to our Reality Gaze podcast. Is our Instagram. We're on TikTok at Reality Gaze.
We're on TikTok.
Twitter's Reality Gaze Pod. Follow us on those. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you leave reviews on whatever platform. We appreciate it. And y'all, this is going to be a fun ride. We're excited to do it with you. But until then, we will.
Hallelujah later.
Lock me up. Throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.